The borough is gathering input on Governor Dunleavy's budget proposal to forward to state legislators and the Alaska Municipal League. Petersburg Mayor Mark Jensen moderated the testimony.
Right now, this is still a moving target. You know, it's just a proposed budget that has caused havoc around the state, you know, with people for the last couple of weeks trying to figure out how to approach changes that could be coming our way.
The Dunleavy administration released its budget proposal February 13th, aimed at following through on the governor's campaign promises of a full permanent fund dividend check, reduced state spending, and no new sources of income or taxes. The budget proposal would end ferry service in October, make big cuts to education and health care spending, and cut off some payments to municipalities like Petersburg, among other changes. Local resident Brian Lynch said there wasn't anything in the budget proposal he liked.
I think the proposed budget is basically an abrogation of basic functions of a state government, including education, transportation, public safety.
Local resident and teacher Dan Sullivan had a long list of spending cuts he opposed.
If this is just a strategy, a negotiation strategy to try to win cuts in other places, I think it's really foolish and mean-spirited, because a lot of people are having to do a ton of work without good solid information. It's costing us a ton of money through across the state. I don't have a crystal ball, but my envision of should this come through or come close to being through is I can see our population declining. I see the state's population declining, lower enrollment in the school, lower property values, higher property taxes to cover services that the state should be funding.
Incoming elementary school principal Heather Kahn went to the University of Alaska, which is facing cuts, comes from a fishing family, and also owns a seasonal restaurant serving summer visitors and locals on Main Street.
All the things that are being cut here are the things that we as a family and we as a community believe in.
A number of people testifying said they'd be willing to take a smaller permanent fund dividend check or see a state income tax instead of these cuts, and several urged the community to contact state legislators to come up with a better solution. Sherry Wallhuter is wife of a borough assembly member, Kurt Wallhuter.
I'm more of a proponent to have a lot smaller permanent fund check than to have these types of cuts that will just kill communities. I mean, I think a person could sit down and just list out for a couple hours all the effects, and there's a lot that we don't always realize, all the little things.
Petersburg Medical Center CEO Phil Hofstetter has also mentioned the cut to the WAMI Medical Education Program, which has helped bring medical professionals here to Petersburg. Nancy Berg of Viking Travel spoke on the impact of ending ferry service.
25% of our business is directly just ferry bookings. And the other 25% is tours using the ferry. And we've got three websites. They all have the word ferry in it. So, I mean, we have seven full-time employees, and it will definitely, taking a 50% cut will, you know, sometimes you just think, oh, I've weathered all these changes in my industry, and we've come through, and sometimes you just feel like, I don't want to do this, you know. I don't want to try to deal with a 50% cut.
Berg also explained the end of that service would have a big impact on tourism in Petersburg. Another business owner further down Main Street, Lisa Nelson of Love and Matter with Flowers, thought it was time to end ferry service.
Ferries do nothing for me. I've been here my entire life. It's my favorite way to travel, and I am advocating for shutting it down. Get rid of it because it's not working. Scrap it, find a better way. What I'm not hearing much of is other solutions than more and more money.
Nielsen acknowledged she wasn't on the same page as others testifying and encouraged people who were willing to give up their dividend checks to do so to the municipality. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.